Welcome to Uplift, Inspiring Stories to Uplift the World. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have a psychic medium mentor joining us in the name of Brandy Van. Today's topic is going to go around spiritual awareness and developing your intuition. So, Brandy, thank you so much for being here today. Can you please introduce yourself a little bit with an emphasis on your spiritual awakening journey? Because that is the topic of the day. All right?
Sure. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's always so good to see you and feel your energy. So, So I am a psychic medium mentor. And how I got started on my journey was I was very young, and I was like 10 or 12, and I started to realize that I'm seeing more things and hearing more things than other people are seeing and hearing. But I was very afraid to tell them about it because, you know, it's very taboo in our society. I thought maybe they would think I was crazy or that I was making things up, maybe that I was doing things for attention. So I just kept it to myself. But then after I ignored it for probably about 10 years, I had a very profound spiritual experience in my 20s that I just couldn't ignore it anymore. So my family and I were actually in my grandma's hospice room, and she was taking her last breath. So obviously we're all very upset. We're crying. We're all holding hands and we're all uniting around her. But as she took her last breath, I literally felt her spirit rise above the bed. And when I looked above the bed, I saw the most brilliant, magnificent colors that I've ever seen in my life. They were forming a star and they were beating in and out like a heartbeat. And in that moment, without even knowing how I knew, I just knew that she was at peace, that death was not final. I knew that she was going on to another place, another transition, and that it was beautiful. And I knew that her angels, her spirit guides, her deceased loved ones before her were all there to welcome her into the spirit world. And I also knew that I'd be talking to her again one day. So I had this profound experience while everyone around me was very much grieving and sad and crying. So I actually left the room because it was so intense. And I'm not a religious person, so I was very amazed at what was going on, but I also was going through something very different than all of the other people around me. And my cousins thought that it was too sad, that I left because the situation was too sad for me to handle. And it took me years actually to tell them what had happened, because you never know how someone else feels about it or if they believe you. It took me a long time to tell them what was going on with me in that moment. But everything changed for me, and that's when I started on my spiritual path.
So I have a question for you then. What prompted you to dare to share that amazing experience, but at the same time, fearful of knowing what others would think about it?
Sure. So I got to the point of I had developed my abilities so much that I knew 100% that it was real. And so before that, I think I had this doubt in myself, even though I had this profound experience. And once I started to become more confident and stop second guessing it, and really just looking at how positively it had changed my life, I thought, you know, maybe if I say this to others, it will also positively change their lives and make them look at it in a different way and have them look at death in a different way. So that was really my motivation behind it, to tell people, you know, she's still with us, just in a different way. Her energy is still around us. And to let them know I can still communicate with her if they wanted to. So I think that was the main point that I wanted to get across to them.
Absolutely. Sorry. Thank you very much. So yeah, I totally imagine how that may make you feel like. And it's not easy to navigate that transition and to dare to open up. And so there is that constant question from mental health professionals to say, do you hear voices? Yes, I do. Oops. I shouldn't say that. Right? So there is also that delicate understanding between what really is in the spiritual realm and what is when your mental health deteriorates to the point of having intrusive thoughts and intrusive image and intrusive people and things coming through you. So it's like, yeah, not easy to make the difference, right? To
navigate. Yeah, absolutely. And especially because I was so young when it was happening and I was hearing my voice, but it wasn't my thought. And so that was a lot to handle when I was younger, because I realized, you know, I'm hearing it and it sounds like me, but I know that I'm not thinking of it. So that was a lot. And, you know, that's even hard to explain to people now that's how I hear spirits, but that is how I hear them.
Yeah, I totally understand that. So you have grown from 22, 23 years old, 10 years later, after this experience, you have grown into your psychic abilities. You have developed them. You have gotten that complete faith that you know it's true. It's another dimension, and you are able to tap into that other dimension, which is called the spiritual realm. When or what happened in your life when you became comfortable going into business and helping clients and stepping into your spiritual power? What happened?
Yeah, so, you know, it wasn't an easy path because there were no mentors, there were no coaches. And so I was reading a ton of books, I was listening to podcasts, I was watching YouTube videos. But it was like nothing was developing it. Like I was gaining a lot of knowledge, but I wasn't actually developing my skill. So it was like spirit could still talk to me when they felt like it. I didn't have any control over it. I still didn't know who the messages were for or what I was supposed to do with them. But once I found a mentor, which took me years to find one, I only worked with her for maybe 6 hours over 6 months. And then my abilities just skyrocketed. It was amazing that once you work with someone who's already been on this path and can tell you exactly what they did, that can not give you that, you know, there is no fear of judgment. There is no, you know, they don't think that you're crazy. They know 100%, they believe in you. That really changed everything for me. And so once I started to hear her say, you know, believe in yourself, believe in it. You have to just completely release, surrender, and listen to that message. Don't change it. Just give it as it is. And once I can do that now, it's the most, like, I can't even explain how beautiful and amazing it is, because, you know, not a lot of people can tap into this spiritual realm. And some people are just downright afraid of it. Because they don't know, you know, what they're going to connect into. But I feel like, you know, if you know what you're doing and you can do it in a safe and wise way, you protect your energy. You know that only spirits of the highest good in the highest realm can communicate with you. And so once I can give messages for someone that is grieving or someone that really misses a loved one, there's really like no words to express how great it makes me feel that I can do that for other people. You know, I'm basically creating another memory for them, or I'm giving them some closure, or, you know, I'm just helping them heal, which is just something that not a lot of people can do. And so I really feel blessed that I have this ability that I can help other people. It's just really beautiful.
Isn't it? Wow. I'm very happy that you were actually able to tap into this innate power and to really become the mentor you needed so much and you were looking for, so that you can help others open up to their spiritual gift. One of the things I noticed, though, is that we all have this ability. However, we all have the choice to tap into it or not, to recognize it or not, to accept it or not. So, interesting journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it is just like any other skill. You know, it's something that can be learned. It's something within us. We all have this sixth sense. You know, we all have our five physical senses, but then we also have our sixth sense of our intuition. But I think a lot of people don't know what to look out for. So they might say, I've never had any psychic experiences. But unless you actually know what to look out for, you don't realize that you're having them. So I know you're going to put my website up. And so if people go to the website, I created this fun little quiz that if they sign up for my newsletter list, they'll get this PDF. And it's basically showing them what a psychic experience is versus a normal everyday human one. And then it also breaks it up into categories. So depending on how many they add up, they can see if they're maybe intuitive or maybe they're a healer or maybe they're a medium like myself. Because I'll just give a quick example, like if someone's ever had deja vu, or if someone's ever entered a room and felt a bad vibe from it, or maybe you can just tell that someone's lying to you. Those are all actually psychic experiences in action. But if you don't know that they are, you don't realize that you're having these psychic experiences. So I feel like that's really the first step for someone to realize that they are having this innate psychic ability within themselves.
That's fabulous. So tell us a little bit more. These experiences are actually psychic experience. So everybody is a psychic if they want to accept and to tap into that power. We can agree on that one. So what tip or what direction can you give? Not everything. We're not going to take your entire class right now. What elements can you give the audience to help them tap into their own intuition?
Sure. So, and that is our sixth sense. It's that gut feeling that's actually coming from your inner guidance, from your deep inner self that's telling you what to do in life. And, you know, your intuition's never going to lead you on the wrong path because it's what you really want deep inside, but maybe your rational mind or maybe society has told you that you want something else. So when you can tap into that and you can feel, you know, that someone's lying to you or someone is, you know, giving you a bad vibe, that's actually your intuition telling you that. That's your gut feeling. It's not any of the other five physical senses that are telling you that. So the best way is it's actually a four-step process. The first step is that you need to ask it a question, because if you don't ask a question, how will you ever get an answer? And so I always tell them to ask something very small at first, because you really want to be able to ask a small question, because you don't want to, you know, ask like, should I move to Alaska tomorrow? You know, you want to ask something very small, like, should I eat a burger or a salad for dinner later? You know, something very simple, because it's then going to lead you on the right path. So maybe it's going to make you healthier to tell you to eat the salad, or maybe you get more energy. You don't know what the reason might be until you actually take its advice. So yeah, that first step is to ask it a question. The second step is that you need to feel the answer in your body. A lot of people say the word listen to your intuition, but it's actually not, it could be a sound, it could be a voice, but it could also be a feeling. It could be a tickle in your throat, you know, maybe your eye starts to twitch, maybe you feel a tingle in your spine, or you feel butterflies in your stomach. So you need to feel the answer somewhere in your body. And that's why you want to ask little questions so you get used to that feeling that it's giving you. Now, the big thing here is that your rational mind will kick in within 5 seconds. So you only have 4 seconds to feel the answer in your body. By the time you get to that 5th second, your rational mind is now analyzing, it's rationalizing, it's saying, you're making this up, don't believe yourself, that's too risky. So you don't want to get into that 5th second. It's very instantaneous, it's very instant that you're going to get in that feeling in your body. Then the 3rd step is that you need to trust what it says, because again, it's always going to lead you to a better life. It's what you really desire inside of you. And so even though your mind might not be agreeing with it, your body is saying this is what you really want. So you need to trust it. And then the next step and last step is that you need to act on it. Because if you don't actually do what it says, then why did you do any of this process? So you really need to do what it says. And then I actually say that you could put it in a journal and have like a your little intuition. So you can put in there, this is what I asked it, this is the answer I got, and this is what I did. And then you start to see a pattern of maybe you do have more energy, or maybe your life is starting to flow easier, or maybe you're getting that new job that you really hope to get. Whatever it might be, you want to start to see the pattern of, hey, I listened to myself, this is what I did, and this is what the result was, so that you get more confidence, so that you start to ask it more questions, and then you can ask it those more life-altering, bigger questions that you might have about it. So that's really the best way that I can say that someone can tap into, develop in, strengthen their intuition.
And that is the AFTA methods, according to Brandy Van, to awaken your intuition when you don't know exactly what you're doing, right?
Exactly, yes. And you know, you might not get an answer every time, and it might take a while to get that answer because, you know, you're just starting off on this journey. So, you know, have a lot of compassion for yourself. You'll get there. Be, you know, give yourself some compassion and give yourself time and patience. You'll get there. It just takes a little bit of time and practice.
I love it. Brandy, you are blessing us with such a gift, because by applying what you just gave us, that's going to bring some amazing stories. I'm going to tell you one story I did. I actually applied this exact framework years ago. It was a period of time when we had a lot of money. So money was no issue at all. And I regularly had like $500 or $1,000 in my hands in cash. Like, okay, I don't know what to do with that anyway. And one day I just put $1,000 in the wallet of my husband and continued life as if nothing happened. Completely forgot about that. Like, it did not exist. However, I asked a small question. What should I do with that? Put it in the wallet of your husband. Fine, that's not what I usually do, but okay. And I acted on it. So I asked, I felt, I trusted, and I acted. I don't know, 14 months later, something of that matter, like a long time later, my husband never opened his wallet to see what kind of cash he has in it. If ever he does, it's to get out his either credit card or ID. Otherwise, he doesn't go there. Long later, my son joined us to the United States, and he had to pass again his driving's license. And we had to go to the DMV to get that done. And the car that we were going to use for that was not up to date according to the DMV, and $800-something was due in order for my son to pass his examination, and that was completely unexpected. But now you only can pay cash or by a debit card, and the owner of the car only had a credit card and a check. Both things did not go through. So it was like, no. And they were here like, I don't know what to do. We have to pay. We could. However, the way of payment doesn't work. And my husband like doing exactly the same. God, what shall I do? Well, check your wallet. Oh, what is this $1,000 in my wallet? You know what? We are saved. Voila. You will pay me back later.
That's awesome. Yes.
And it worked out that way. You would have never even imagined that was the actual outcome of that money. It was completely unexpected. And then my son passed his examination, got his driver's license, everything worked.
That's great.
That was so unexpected.
Yes. And if you wouldn't have trusted it, if you wouldn't have acted on it, you wouldn't have had that, and you wouldn't have had that outcome. So it's a great example. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, that was a great one. Brandy, thank you so much. So your website is simply your name, brandyvan.com. Simple as that. So I really invite you who is listening to that, not only to try that little framework, but also to connect with Brandy, because having a mentor who can help you develop your spiritual gifts and tap into that power that we all have access to, that can save your life. Just try. Give it a try. All right?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. So fun. It's always so great to see you.
So great to see you too. Thank you so much.